First of all, it's very nice to see so many bhaktas on a weekday at 1 o'clock in honor of Lord Nityananda's appearance day. So thank you all very much for coming. Hari Bol. I can't imagine what Janmashtami is like here. I'll only imagine it. I'll never. Too many people. Appearance days of great personalities, what to speak of appearance days of the Lord, are very auspicious days for spiritual elevation. So we would all like to become a little bit elevated from our worldly position of material entanglement. It's auspicious not just because the star configuration is an auspicious star configuration. Just like when Krishna appeared, some of the stars moved to make an auspicious configuration for Krishna's appearance. Because the auspiciousness is not dependent upon some material influence, but upon the presence of the personality of Godhead. Just like the verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna explains, Shubha Ashubha Palaya Evam Mokshase Karma Bandhanai. Just as the process of devotional service unto Krishna is beyond Shubha and Ashubha, Mokshase Karma Bandhanai. Process of devotional service is beyond the bondage of good and bad. Krishna is beyond the influence of good and bad. He creates the presence of all auspiciousness, and all of the Vishnu Tattva forms of the Lord, they are very auspicious days. And on auspicious days, we like to take advantage of those auspicious days by fasting. I hope many of you, if not all of you, have been fasting for your the training that Srila Prabhupada provided us was on the appearance days of Vishnu Tattva forms of the Lord. We fast half day, and some of them we fast the whole day. But this is a half day fast, Lord Nityananda's appearance day. But not just fasting. What's the purpose of fasting? Not just lose weight. Not even, but it does include controlling the senses. It's releasing the intention from asat and placing attention upon sat, upon that which is eternal. And Nityananda is, his name means eternal happiness. And what's that position of eternal happiness? It's the position of serving the supreme happiness. Although Nityananda Prabhu is a direct expansion of the personality of Godhead, just as Balaram is a direct expansion of Krishna. What's the difference between Krishna and Balaram? Prabhupada's answer is, Krishna is Shyam, and Balaram is white like milk. Actually, he said white like snow, but you don't know snow here, so it's white like milk. I know snow. It's very white. Not just white like this, white like snow, like your kurta, dhoti, white. But there's another difference also. The happiness of Balaram, or the happiness of Nityananda Ram, is in serving Krishna, or Lord Nityananda serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the happiness, what is the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The external understanding of the happiness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to deliver the Yuga Dharma. Whenever the personality of Godhead appears, we know from Bhagavad Gita, Pritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharma sangsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna, or forms of Krishna, appear for those reasons. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is establishing Yuga Dharma. So Lord Nityananda, he's assisting Lord Chaitanya in establishing Yuga Dharma. And the followers of Lord Chaitanya follow the example of Lord Nityananda and try to assist in establishing the Yuga Dharma. Who are we? We're these little specks, insignificant pieces of straw and dust. Totally insignificant. Any one of us would even put a pile of us together. What's a pile of straw? Insignificant. But in fulfilling the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to assist Lord Nityananda in bringing the Yuga Dharma to one and all, this brings even something insignificant, it makes it significant. You take a zero and put a one in front of it. It becomes 10. Take two zeros, put a one in front of it. Becomes 100. And so on. And how many, if we say we're zero, how many zeros? Put a one in front of it. It's a big number. Placing the purpose of the personality of Godhead's advent, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for that purpose, to establish the Yuga Dharma. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, two other reasons. There's three internal, three external reasons. To respond to the call of Advaita Acharya, who wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't come alone. He comes with all of his entourage, the whole spiritual world, and especially his intimate associates, and inseparable, like two brothers, two loving brothers. Balaram and Krishna are inseparable, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda are inseparable. Their early leela was that this is the appearance day of celebration of Lord Nityananda's appearance. He appeared first, 12 years in advance before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Lord Nityananda appeared. But it was in a different place. It was in Ekachakra. And to go even by car, of course the roads are terrible, but to go by car from the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip to Ekachakra, it takes hours, several hours. It's at some distance. Also, they were of different families. They were born in different locations. They were born at different times. But they're eternal brothers. And the desire of Lord Nityananda is simply to fulfill the desire of Lord Chaitanya. And the internal desire of Lord Chaitanya is to taste that happiness that Srimati Radharani experiences when she sees Krishna. To experience that love that Radha has in her attraction for Krishna. To appreciate the qualities that Krishna has. As Srimati Radharani alone appreciates the qualities of Krishna. And Lord Nityananda simply wants to assist Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his internal and his external purposes. This morning, we spoke and discussed, actually spoke about the very special position of Lord Nityananda for the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that's us. He makes it possible for us to come close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He helps us get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one example from Chaitanya Charitamrita is how the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita got Lord Chaitanya's mercy because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. He got residence in Vrindavan. And the association of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So I was thinking I would describe now this afternoon about how Raghunath Das Goswami got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, he got the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, he got the mercy of Krishna. And that was one of the merciful associations that Krishna Das Kaviraj felt he got because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We're honoring on this very auspicious day for our purification and to bring us closer to Krishna. We're honoring Lord Nityananda. It's a very wonderful narration, and I'm going to make a shorter version of it, another time a longer version, because we've been fasting and we want to break the fast. Raghunath Das Goswami was one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. When he was a young boy, he was born in not just a wealthy family, but a fabulously wealthy family. Prabhupada described, he gave a number of what was their monthly earning. I forget the number. But then he said that number today is times 100. So some huge amount of wealth. So their family was in the whole world amongst the most wealthy family. Prabhupada referred to the Rockefeller family, the Ford family, the Birla family, like that. Majumdar family was the family name. And he was the only son. Even his uncle. His father was Govardhan Majumdar. And his father had a brother. His brother had no son. He was the only heir to the throne, to the wealth of his father. But he had no interest at all. No interest at all in wealth. He did have spiritual interest, and because his family was a Vaishnav family living in West Bengal, so naturally, he heard, as a small boy, he heard about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because he heard about Chaitanya, he very much wanted to get a chance to meet him. I'll make the story shorter. There was an obstacle. And each time he tried to remove the obstacle, there was another obstacle, and there was another obstacle, and it didn't seem like it was meant to happen. Then he had this brilliant realization. If he got the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then maybe Lord Nityananda could remove that obstacle to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So he went to a place, Panihati. I've visited that place. It's a very, very wonderful place. The very same tree under which Lord Nityananda was sitting when Raghunath Das met him, is still there, by the side of the Ganga. And Raghunath Das was very humble, so he kept at a distance. But he was very attracted to Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda, being omniscient, he knew he was in the crowd of hundreds and hundreds of devotees. He said, "Where is that Raghunath? He's hiding. He's a thief. Bring him here at once. I will punish him." His punishment was Lord Nityananda placed his feet on his head. "And now I'm going to give you further punishment. You have to feed all the Vaishnavas. You have great wealth and you're keeping it to yourself. You should take that wealth and feed all the Vaishnavas. Today, big festival, right here in Panihati." Raghunath Das was so happy. "Feed all the Vaishnavas on the order of Lord Nityananda." So a whole chapter is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita describing the big chipped rice and flat rice festival. Devotees from all over came to take the prasad. It was such an ecstatic festival that unseen by anyone else except Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came. And they were going amongst the crowd and snatching some rice, and Lord Nityananda put some rice in Lord Chaitanya's mouth. Lord Chaitanya would take some and put in Lord Nityananda's mouth. Going about the crowd and having wonderful exchanges with one another. At the end of the day, huge kirtan, thousands of devotees, completely fulfilled with the prasad that they had received, having tumultuous kirtan. I'm making a short version. The next morning, Raghunath Das came before Lord Nityananda, thanking him for the opportunity to serve all the Vaishnavas and asking this one favor, "Please remove this obstacle on my path to Lord Chaitanya's association. Please give your mercy." Lord Nityananda turned to all the devotees and said, "Please be merciful upon this Raghunath, that he may very soon get the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Just by those utterances of those words, the obstacles were soon removed. By clever arrangements, Raghunath Das got Lord Chaitanya's association. And when he received Lord Chaitanya's association, he went to Puri. Lord Chaitanya, very mercifully, put him in the care of Sarup Damodar. We also heard this morning of how Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said that by Lord Nityananda's mercy, he got the association of Raghunath Das, and by Raghunath Das's association, he got the mercy of Sarup Damodar. But that's because Lord Chaitanya placed Raghunath under the care of Sarup Damodar. Raghunath Das was so humble that even in Lord Chaitanya's association, he wouldn't speak directly with Lord Chaitanya. He would speak to Sarup Damodar to convey his question to Lord Chaitanya. He was so humble. He asked Sarup Damodar, please ask Lord Chaitanya, what is my duty? I'm striving to go forward on the path of devotion to Krishna. What is my duty? Lord Chaitanya said to Sarup Damodar, he knows the answer, but he's just asking for strength of clarity in his understanding. So he gave the explanation. Don't eat opulent foods. Dress very simply. Don't talk nonsense. And always within your mind, contemplate Krishna and his wonderful activities in Vrindavan. He gave very simple instruction. Simple instruction that can apply to everyone. Already Raghunath Das was performing these things. But the strength of Lord Chaitanya's instruction propelled him further in his devotion to the personality of Godhead Krishna. After some time, Lord Chaitanya very mercifully gave him his own Govardhan Shila and a string of gunja berries, which he used for worshipping Govardhan Shila. With that, Raghunath Das understood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me eternal residence at Govardhan Hill and the mercy of Srimati Radharani, represented by the Gunja Mala and the Govardhan Shila. So after Lord Chaitanya left, Raghunath Das decided to go to Vrindavan. There in Vrindavan, he took the association of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and spoke every day for hours every day on the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he experienced while living with him in Puri and with the understanding given to him by Sarup Damodar Maharaj. So, this way, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami heard every day from Raghunath Das Goswami. All of this, both of them, all of them took as the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Our Hare Krishna movement is to awaken our dormant love for Krishna. Very simply. What's the goal? If people ask you, what's the goal of your religion? To come to the stage of love of God. To awaken our dormant love for Krishna. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunoi, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte, Karaye Udoi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. Love, Krishna Prema is within the heart of every living being. Doesn't matter what culture, doesn't matter what language, doesn't matter what conceptions, doesn't matter anything material, doesn't matter, because it's a spiritual reality. I'm amazed when I associate with the devotees that are from China. Culturally, what to speak of politically, so far apart. When the devotees who are translating Prabhupada's writings into Chinese, just to give you a little sample, there's not one word in the Chinese language for God. How many words are there in the Sanskrit language for God? Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. This, you know, start with Vishnu Sahasranam, for starters. Thousand names of Vishnu. In the Chinese language, there's not one.